Blog Talk Radio. It is now time to get your spiritual fix, an uplifting word with yours truly, the psalmist voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready?
This is God's Journey Child, Fedor Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What's good, family? This is the hottest interview show in the land. This is the Psalmist Voice presents. It's here, family, where we get into the nitty and gritty of indie artists, gospel artists, business entrepreneurs, you name it, we will interview it, but we interview the individuals that's making a statement in the kingdom of God as well. And of course, y'all know who I am. I am your most humble host, the Psalmist Voice. So family, we're going to have a nice chit-chat with my new brother in the faith, gospel recording artist, Theo Chestnut, Theodore Chestnut, of course. And he's from the same neck of the woods. So family, sit back, relax. It's time for TPV Presents gospel recording artist, Theo Chestnut. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's get it. Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Is a native of Brooklyn, New York, and currently resides in Goldsboro, North Carolina, with his wife and daughter. He attends St. Joseph Free Will Baptist Church, where he serves as a worship leader. Theo is a songwriter, singer, producer, engineer, and his musical background experiences include singing in the church choir, various small assemblies, praise and worship teams, you name it, he does it. Through growth and knowledge and experience gained in participating in music ministry events in 2016, he released his first independent gospel CD entitled Spiritual Beginnings. As he continued to pursue his musical aspirations in 2009, he was afforded the opportunity to shoot a two-part music video entitled Time to Worship. However, in the same year, he went through one of the most difficult and challenging times in his life, and the full project was never released. Theodore lost three family members within a short period of time. One of them was his father, who lost his battle with stage 4 cancer. As a result, he found himself in a dark place and was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. As he was going through this experience, he realized and believed that it wasn't God's ultimate plan to keep him in this shape, and he had to go through it so he could be molded, prepared for ministry. After this bout of depression, Theodore has experienced additional trials and tribulations such as job loss, family relocation, etc. But right now, ministering it forward, finished mission and movement God placed in this gentleman's heart and life. Well, family, let me introduce to you, TPV Presents welcomes our gospel recording artist, pastor, praise leader, you name it, he is Theodore Chestnut. What's good?
What's good, Pastor Newton? Listen, that introduction, man, is exciting. Your energy, man, I love it, man. And there's no way, you know, the way you bring that energy, there's no way we can't never stop giving God the praise. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen to that, man. I truly believe, man, you can't half-step God because he don't half-step us. So we got to put it in 128, sometimes 130 and 50% when it comes to something that God has placed in our spirit. But I ain't here to preach. I'm going to try to be good. So here we go. So Theo, give the family a little backdrop. I know we read your bio. There was a lot more to it, but of course, you know, I don't want to keep you here all day and all night.
Right.
So just give the family a little bit of backdrop currently on what you're doing, as far as your ministry goes. I think you do radio too. So just give the family a little bit of backdrop on what you're doing right now currently before we get into the album.
Sure. Well, I don't do radio at all. That's a part of the plan. Yeah, that's a part of the plan. So and I want to bring that same energy you bring. But first and foremost, I just want to let everybody know that I want to put my title out there. I'm calling myself God's Journey Child, and the reason why I call my God's Journey Child because I'm on a journey for God. You know, I learned through my trials and tribulations, you know, that life is not about me. Life is really about going through our trials and tribulations. And when we go through them and when we come out on the other side, you know, God bring us through those trials and tribulations. It's kind of, you know, to be a blessing to others, you know. So that's what I learned about. One of the things I learned about, you know, I'm learning in life. And currently right now, you know, I'm just trying to push two singles that I just released. One of the singles is called Claim It, which I released on released on the 28th, and then this month I released on the 18th I released the other single that's called Sun Up, Sun Down. So right now I'm just really kind of promoting those heavy. Those are two singles that I'm looking, you know, for God to do a blessing with, and they currently right now I think they have a prevalent message in them. So like I said, right now I'm just started working on those actually toward the end of last year. So I'm just looking for those two songs to be a blessing, you know, to those who would give a keen ear and, you know, give me the ear just to listen to the music. So right now I'm just pushing that music, man, just doing what God has placed in my heart, you know.
Yes sir, because that's what we got to do, man. And, you know, listening to your music, man, you know, you bring that old school throwback classic gospel into the arena. Right. And, of course, you know, everybody trying to do this new thing with the hooks and bars and not really saying too much of nothing. in regards to the songs. And no disrespect intended to everybody that's out there, but we have a lot of people that are really doing the independent art, gospel artist situation or whatever genre it is. We got a lot of people that are just going on beats and hooks instead of giving the message of Jesus Christ in their message as far as what God has placed inside of them. And the one thing that I love about this platform, I love about this particular show, is that we get real with it, man. We talk about the industry. We talk about the real deal that people don't want to talk about. And I have a real love for independent artists because I was one of them as well. And I also know what it's like to be in an industry where it's so wrapped up now in Goosebumps and it's not wrapped up in any solid message anymore. So, like I said, I'm not the spirit breaker by no means, because God gives us all a passion to do what he's called us to do. He uniquely designed us to do what he's called us to do. And one thing that I understood in my journey is that, I love singing, but that's not what God taught me to do. And once I realized that, God transitioned and opened so many different doors. But I'm saying that to say this, man. I'm going to ask the first serious question of the day. So, calm down, y'all. Leave him alone. We ain't going to get that. There we go. So what does your journey as a gospel artist look like from the very start to present day?
Okay, so from the very start to present day, and really what I can say is, back in 2017. Let me start back, with my journey, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, and to kind of share my testimony, if it's okay with you.
Oh, go ahead, man.
One of the things, back in 2009, my dad had passed away from stage 4 cancer, and like you read in the bio, before that, my uncle had passed away, and my aunt had passed away, and then that was enough for me, man. I couldn't take it. Found myself in, like you said in the bio, found myself in a dark place, and actually, had to be admitted, as an outpatient in a mental health facility. I had to do that for like 3 months. Yeah, I had to do that for like 3 months. A little white van coming to pick me up, 8:30 to 5:30. And my daily activities were, doing artwork, attending therapy sessions, then once a week, just seeing a psychiatrist, stuff like that. So, and like you read in the bio, God saw fit that, that he didn't want me to stay there, right? That was a part of the trial and tribulations that I had to go through so I could be a living testimony, for others, especially for the men. So, once God had, delivered me from that, and then, as you read in the bio, I had job loss where I lost my job. And once you lose your job, you pretty much especially when you've been working with a company for like 17 years and stuff like that. So I lost my job, and during that time, I was on unemployment for 6 months. And when I was on unemployment, and then I was really to a point whereas, it has to be more to life than just, really going to work, just doing a 9-to-5, to make somebody else's dreams and goals come true and not focus on, what God placed in my heart. So while I was on unemployment, God had told me, Ted, go ahead and start moving forward with the ministry that I placed in your heart. And then actually I released a single that, that's called Songs for Your Journey, and I think, from that first single up until moving forward up until today, God has truly blessed me, far as with the music that he's placed in my heart that I'm releasing. And I'm looking for, great things to happen in 2020. So, from back then, to moving forward, like I said, man, I'm just living on the blessings on the other side of through, man. I just thank God for the journey. And it's not easy, and really it's not. I have to focus on, what God says about me is that I can do all things through Christ. Because, in the music ministry, it's easy to get discouraged. But, I just stick to the assignment that he placed in my heart and not focus on what this person is doing, what that person is doing. But, you know, the flesh sometimes make you look at that, you know, and deceive you. But you know what? When you go back to, you know, the assignment that God has placed in your heart, he will see everything, every dream, and every goal that he placed in your heart come to fruition. But, you know, it has to be sincere, and it has to be authentic. And that's one of the things that I want to do, is I want to be authentic. Like you said, I don't want to just be putting words over beats, anything like that. Anything that I release, it's a part of my journey. I've experienced it, and I want to share it with others because, you know, like at some point in time, we're all going to go through the same trials and tribulations, and we have to share that, especially for the next generation and also for the generation, you know, that's beyond, because some people really don't think they need help, but and truly they do. So it's really, you know, just releasing music, things that we have, whereas we can share it with others and just pretty much grow and build the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I think this is what makes any journey, any walk, any testimony powerful, especially when it comes in an artistic format, whether you're singing it, reading it, whether you're playing on the keys, whether you're doing the bass, wherever it is, God always has a symphony within inside everyone to do a thing, to give him praise and glory in spite of what they go through. And that's what makes God so awesome in so many levels, because we want to put him on the back burner, especially when it comes to natural talent. And what I'm saying is that a lot of people have natural talent. Some people are born athletes. Some people are born singers. Some people are born radio personalities, you know? So, I mean, that's the talent. But when you're coming from talent to a call, it's a whole different dynamic, because when you're called to do a thing, talent can only get you so far. And
so
this
far,
is what
so
the flip, that's why the flip side of this is that now that the industry is taking talent versus call, it's a very thin line right now, because you're like, okay, that brother or sister's talented because they can do all these bars and riffs and hit high C's all these pretty fancy, you know, ribbon cutting, you know, cookie cutter stuff. That's great. Fine. You know, it's no hater right here. Trust me. But sometimes you got to understand the difference between a talent and a ministry. And this, the kingdom of God is so vast, man, that it doesn't even matter. You don't have to be in the industry to make an impact. We have people we have people that are waiting to hear authenticity from a man or woman of God, that when they sing, they can feel and hear the journey, the struggle, the trial, the tribulation, the thing that they went through. They don't just hear the hook. They don't just hear the bass. They don't just hear Ronald Isley's sample in the background. See, a lot of this stuff that we're doing right now to manipulate the
Pastor.
Flesh instead of going in the spirit. We're doing things like this. And like I said, I'm trying not to preach. I'm really trying to be good
now. That's a word. That's a word. That's a word, man. That
you know,
is a word. That's a word.
And my passion, man, for indie artists, man, is so heavy because I understand. And look, we all have that passion. We want to go to, you know, those Stella Awards, and we want to be amongst the elite in gospel music. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, family, you know, I don't want to plug nothing, but y'all got to check out the last interview of TPV Presents, and I'm going to leave it at that. But all I'm saying is, man, that we have to get to a point where we want God more than anything. And if we take God more than anything, regardless of you don't have the awesome thing about God is, man, that he gonna open the door. You don't gotta spend millions of dollars to open the door. You ain't gotta sell your soul to get a door opportunity. You don't got to pay all this money to just to get your name on the ballot. All this stuff that we're doing just to try to make a name for ourselves in an industry that's in desperate need of Christ. I'm sorry.
Amen.
We have all these genres, man. We got all these different forms of artistic expression, but we don't have all these different forms of godly expression. Let me roll back yes, real quick, because this ain't about me. Okay, so here we go. At what point did you realize that this was a ministry, not a creative gift? And did anyone help you see the difference in the work?
Well, not really. This is just my thing. I've always been about integrity, because integrity I've learned, you know, even just, you know, working in the corporate world, integrity gets you a long way. It gets you further than someone trying to help you, or someone like, and let me kind of explain what I'm talking about. So, you know, I used to work in the corporate world and stuff like that, you know, and I started out as an entry-level, you know, entry-level employee, right? And sometimes when you start out as an entry-level employee, you know, you try to look, attend these different meetings, you try to, you know, get connections and try to hook up with people who can help you bypass, because there are levels in the corporate world. You know, you start out as entry level, then you become a supervisor, you become a manager, then there's a levels, you know. And my thing is, I'm a person whereas I didn't skip any levels. I pretty much, you know, started out as a, you know, entry level employee, then I went from a supervisor and went to a manager. So, and then I, you know, and like I said, to me, I like to deal with integrity, and, you know, going through those different steps have taught me as a person, you know, especially when you're a leader. When you're a leader, you know, people are looking at you, right? And especially when you're a leader in Christ, people are looking at you. You know, people want to see that integrity. People want to see that authenticity. They don't want to see anything whereas, okay, this guy's up here singing and he's never been through anything that he's singing about, you know? And like I said, that's not the ministry that I don't want to have. That's not the perception that I don't want to have. You know, because somebody, you know, the younger generation that's coming up, you know, they're going to need that assistance. They're going to need help. They're going to need testimonies from the ones who are older than them, so they can help them through their trials and tribulations. You know, so like I said, it's all about integrity and all about authenticity to me, man. Because there's no way I could be singing to 1-2 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, and not be true. Because if you're not, believe me, God will persecute that. He will persecute it. So my goal is this, you know, it's about integrity and also about authenticity. You know, that's Amen. Where I'm at right now in my life.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We got one more question for you before we get into the first single here. Have you been you've been pretty open in regards to your music about emerging from some of the moments in your dark place where you were, and you know, what did that look like for you? And was there ever a point that you thought you might not make it out of the darkness? But can you describe to the family in the process of coming out, what was the "I'm done" part in this particular process into writing?
Okay. Well, what was the "I'm done" part? What it looked like for me? Speaking from a man's. I'm speaking from a man's perspective, right?
Yes,
and,
sir.
And the reason why I'm speaking from a man's perspective is that, you know, what it looked like for me is that, you know what, when I was going through my anxiety and depression, I actually had to admit, you know, to two women, not to say that it's a sign of weakness, because sometimes as men, you know, we kind of take on this perception that the world give us that, you know, if a man cries, you know, it's a sign of weakness, and I kind of differ that it's just, to me, it's a sign of maturity, you know. So And when it comes to that, what it looked like for me is, you know what, Ted, you are going through something that you cannot handle on your own. So, you know, and I actually admit it, you know, to my wife and to my manager at the time. I admitted to them and let them know, you know what, I need help. If I wouldn't have confessed that, honestly, I would not be here today. So what it looked like for me is, you know, letting go of my man pride and getting the professional help, getting the just reading the Bible, getting the spiritual help that I needed to bring me through my trial and tribulation. So that's what it looked like for me. And like I said, and I kind of learned, you know, the journey wasn't about me. And one of the things I was kind of fearful of is really, you know, when you go through, you know, anxiety and depression and stuff like that, you know, they want to put you on all type of medications and all that stuff. So I was kind of fearful of that. But then what clicked for me is that God is the creator of everything.
That's right.
Medicine,
that's right.
He's the creator of everything. So I had to put that fear aside. You know what, Ted? Go ahead and take this medicine. Do what you need to do, you know? Mm-hmm. But don't let it just be that professional help. Also get the spiritual help. So what it looked like, you know, just reading the Bible, just kind of, you know, what God's word says about me, just reading the Bible daily, and going through what I had to go through. You know, like I said, especially I have a little daughter. She's not little anymore. You know, I have a daughter. She's 14 years old, and you know, and she's played an integral part in my life, because God put people in our lives for a reason. You know, it's not only to bring them up. Also, when you're going through hard times, you know that you have a responsibility that you have to see through. So, like I said, that's what it looked like for me, just going through that trial and tribulations, understanding that, you know, this walk, I cannot do it alone, understanding that I have to reach out for professional help, understanding that I got to reach out for spiritual help, and just, you know, reading the word of God, man. And I just so much thank God that, you know, he brought me on the other side of through, man. And I'm grateful, and I'm not ashamed of what I've been through, because I know it's a part of my journey. So that's why I call myself God's journey child.
Amen. Amen. So within your God, within the transformation of the man, and going from the transition of, okay, I know who I am, I know what God called me to do, it doesn't stop here. Thank you for the example, because I know what it's like to have a daughter that gives you the motivation to continue to press forward in spite of what is going on around you. And when you have that physical embodiment there, and then when you attach it to the spiritual embodiment, and when you start working relationship, not only within the physical, as far as in your perspective, is your daughter was the one that really helped you in a lot of things. Yeah. And then when you get connected to the word, to the word of God, and that connected you to the spiritual things, not only it's okay to cry as a man, but it's okay to cry as a man of God, because then that shows that you are sensitive to the spirit. I'm not saying, okay, you know, oh, I'm gonna cry because, you know, I see a snowflake coming from the sky. I mean, that's a little extreme. Right. Just for some people, that could be a good thing. But, you know, when God works in a heart of a man, it's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It's like having a potter and putting the clay on the wheel, and how you have to put the water in and mix it and form it. It's the same thing as when we're being made in God's image. It's the same thing, like the potter and the clay. He's moving and shaking, taking stuff out, putting stuff in. He's making sure that we are whole. So when we come out, whatever we're doing, whether it's teaching, preaching, singing, whatever it is, we're whole. We understand that, I broke down as the human, but God resurrected me as the supernatural embodiment of Jesus Christ. So now it's time for me to step up, dust myself off, and let God lead me, not me lead him. So this is why a lot of people get that so messed up. It's not about you. When it comes to Jesus Christ, whether you're a singer, whether you're a preacher, whether you're an usher, board member, whether you just sit in the pews, just having getting the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It ain't about you. It's about God.
Yeah.
And when God transitions your life and takes the dark places and makes them into light places and gives you a testimony to sing, not only to sing, but to speak. You could drop chains and set people free right then and there.
But this
is a setup. Okay, we're setting it. We're setting this up because we're going into claiming it now. So we said all this to say this, Theo. We're claiming it.
Yes, sir.
So within this first single, we're claiming it.
Yeah.
So where was your process when you were writing the song? Where was your process at? And what was the target? What were you trying? Who were you trying to target when you wrote this particular song?
Okay, and the target, and I have to speak with integrity and authenticity. When my dad had passed and stuff like that, one of the key things that I learned, because he didn't really have too much, health insurance,
mm-hmm.
life insurance, and sometimes, in our culture, that's one of the key things that they kind of speak about, especially, having life insurance and stuff like that, having enough, for when you leave this earth, no one has to worry about you, as far as your burial and stuff like that. And one of the key things that, that we had to do, honestly, is, we had to, he didn't have much of that. So we had to go around. When I say we, my nephew, myself, we had to go around and try to, get some money. You know what I mean?
Amen.
To need some money to bury him, stuff like that. And there came a point in time where we even, the material things that he had, we had to sell that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We had to go pawn some things, sell some things,
just
from that alone, going through that experience and going through my trials and tribulations, it instilled in me one of the key things that I think that life is really not about, which is material things. So sometimes when we're going through our trials and tribulations, we look for material things to fill that void that we're missing. You may have a fancy house, you may have a fancy car, you may have a large bank account, but you know what? When you're going through a trials and tribulations, that will not bring you through your trials and tribulations. What you really have to focus on is the Word of God. And once you focus on the Word of God, he will see you through every trial and tribulation. So to those who are listening, I just want to encourage you, don't put your faith and don't put your trust and hope in material things, because when you're going through a trial and tribulation, those material things just gonna be sitting there. They can't do nothing for you, right? They're not going to be able to do nothing for you. So the things that we really need to be claiming is not – we shouldn't be claiming the titles that we have. We should not be claiming the houses, the cars, and all that stuff. We really should be claiming the Word of God, because the Word of God is the only thing that's going to get us through our trials and tribulations. So that's how I kind of claim it. Came about. So don't claim material things, because material things is not going to help you. Claim the Word of God, and once you claim the Word of God, I promise you, whatever trials and tribulations that you're going through, God will see you through, and then after that, there will be a blessing on the other side of through. So don't claim material things. Claim the blessings that that God has for you in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now that we've claimed it, we know exactly where and what we need to do as far as the purpose and the will of our lives. Now we're getting to the point where the sun up and the sun goes down. So in that process of writing that song, how did that play into, again, the process, what you've gone through? Where were you? What were you targeting in that particular song? Who were you targeting in that particular song in regards to writing that particular single as well?
Amen. Amen. So pretty much what I was targeting is that once, when we're going through our trials and tribulations, like I said, we look for material things. We look for a whole bunch of things to kind of help us get us through our trials and tribulations. But there's, like I said, there's only one person who could do that. It's God, right? So
that's right.
everything that we're going through from the moment we wake up until the moment we lay our head down, you know, we get up and go to these 9-to-5 jobs. So whatever you experience through your work day, you know, whether you're experiencing someone is discouraging you, or you're just feeling down, you're feeling bad, you're not feeling good about yourself, you're dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with alcoholism, whatever it is. So whatever you're dealing with, from the moment you wake up until the moment you lay your head down, give everything that you're dealing with to Jesus. Give it all. Give it all to him, because we cannot handle it on our own. So sun up, sun down, from the moment you wake up to the moment you lay your head down, turn everything over to the Jesus, because he will see you on the other side of through. Amen?
Amen. 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 So we're going to get it in real quick as far as the sultry, let's go back to church with the tambourine, toe-tapping in the pews, sounds of my special guest, Theo Chestnut, is in the building. God's Journey Child in the house. But Theo,
amen,
before we get into your singles, let the family know exactly where they can get in contact with you, how they can get your stuff, how they can get in contact with you as far as getting you to come to an event, youth conference, all that stuff. Before we get into your songs, let's just give the family a little bit of information, and we'll get right into singles. You have the floor.
Yes, sir. It will be my pleasure. To reach out to me, you can contact me directly. I don't have a middleman. I like to kind of, you know, deal with authenticity, deal with integrity. Because sometimes when you have that middle person, they kind of not speaking, you're not aligned. So pretty much to get in contact with me is 917-921-7016. That's my personal number, 917-921-7016. And also you can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So, and I will respond. I'm up there quite often, so that's the way you can reach out to me. And as far as my music is pretty much available on digital media outlets, CD Baby, Google Play, iTunes. So I'm pretty much available on all digital outlets.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, amen.
I got one more thing, man. I seen award that you was holding on your profile page.
Okay.
Give the family a little bit of backdrop on that, because I'm quite sure they're like, wait a minute, what in the world? What award? This brother in the world. So just give the family a little bit of backdrop on the award that you received, and how did that make you feel in your transition of going into your solo project?
Okay. Well, pretty much the award that you saw is actually back in 2017. Actually, how this came about, I received a notification from the Rhythm of Gospel Awards stating that my name was submitted to become a nominee. You know, and I don't know who submitted my name, but it must have been an angel out there. You know, I submitted two songs, and actually one of the songs, like I said, when I was going through unemployment, you know,
I
started working on when I was going through unemployment, one of the songs that I was working on was the song that I actually submitted, you know, to the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. And then, cause they normally open, submissions like in, late July, something like that. And then when I submitted, and lo and behold, I was on Facebook. This was like midnight. I was on Facebook, and I was they pretty much put out the they do this big like commercial type thing, and they had a video. And then lo and behold, what I did was there was a website where you can go and see if your name was up there. And lo and behold, man, listen, I went up there and I saw my name in four categories, man. I saw my name in four categories. And it was like, wow, wow. And then, you know, actually when it came around to for the show, and I actually went. But I couldn't walk across the stage because I you know, just the itinerary, I really couldn't, so much going on that day. But lo and behold, man, I found out that I won an award, man. And, you know, that within itself, you know, it's a blessing, man. It's just to kind of let you know that, you know, people are listening to what you're putting out there. And like I said, I thank God for that, man. So that's, you know, an award from the 2017 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, man. And that's just a blessing, man. You know, I just thank God for that. And that kind of helps you, you know, like I said, move forward. Although, you know, this journey is not about an award, you know. But it's, you
that's
know,
right,
it's,
that's
you
right.
Know, it's good. It's good to get recognized for the class. But that's what that is, man. The 2017 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, man. I thank God for that, man. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I asked you that because sometimes God sets us up in a funny way, especially yeah. when we're in a situation where we're like, man, God, I just got, you know, pulled from my job. You know, I can't, yeah. you know, make ends meet. You know, I'm yeah. sitting here stressing out. And you mean to tell me you put my name in the ballot and allowed me to win an award, and I'm not yeah. even thinking straight. I ain't even feeling yeah. you right now. See, yeah. This yeah, is the man. Stuff we need to keep real. See, people want to be always fluff when it comes to the things of God. Listen, man, God honors you when you're transparent. Mm-hmm. He honors you when you mm-hmm. when you sitting in your living room and you feeling some kind of way and you talking to him for real, not with all this ritualistic nonsense that we hear in church. No disrespect intended. But what I am saying is that he hears us when we're raw and uncut and uncensored. Believe me, he does. And when you, because that's the realest part of us. When we get to that real, that's when he listens. He don't listen to our little, you know, fake ceremonial, you know, nonsense. Am I saying that all of us are doing it? No, that's not what I'm saying. But when I am saying at the lowest point of where we are in life, that's when God opens up doors we know we couldn't open up. I can't afford to put my name in no ballot. I know I can't afford to even probably make this trip. But to God be the glory. And the next thing you know, you getting an award. Come on, man. That's what God does, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, but people don't. It's those little things that set you up for all other things. It's like a domino effect. Just by you just being raw and being real and being humble and saying, look, man, I'm broke. But at the same time, I know you called me to do something. You called me to make a statement here on this earth while I'm here. And I know it's not me just sitting here being all in my feelings because I lost my job. I know it's something more than that. And that's where he takes us, especially as men of God, man. He takes us at our lowest form and he raises us up. And we got no choice but to give him glory in every progression that
we make in our
physical life.
Right.
Just saying. Anyway, I'm going to shut my mouth. So, Phil, introduce to the family your two singles, and then we're going to play them. We're going to get the family to get involved as far as listening to them. If we got some callers, we're going to tap them in. We got a few more questions to ask you. But, Phil, let the family know what the song's coming up right now on the Psalmist Voice Presents. Phil, you have the floor.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut. And coming up next is my next two singles called Claim It and Sun Up and Sun Down. Let's go!
Claim it in his name. Claim it in his name. Claim it.
I wake up, God, until the moment I lay my head down, God, I'll forever bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all that happens in between, Jesus, the depression, the anxiety, God, the disappointments, God, is all just a mean, God, to draw me back to you, Jesus, just to draw me back to you, God. Hallelujah. And I know it all starts with you, God, from the rising.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down,
to the going down of the same.
As long as I have breath in my body, God,
each day that rise,
I promise you, Jesus,
I'll forever bless your name.
Come on, God's journey, children, let him know.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same,
to the going down of the same.
It starts with you, Jesus. It starts with you, God.
Each day that I rise,
each day that I rise, God, I promise you,
I'll forever bless your name.
From the rising of the sun, God.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same, Jesus.
To the going down of the
same. No matter what I go through throughout the day, Jesus.
For as long as I live,
I promise you, God, that I'll forever.
I'll forever bless your name.
No matter the situation, God. No matter the dreams, God.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same, God.
To the going down of the same.
I promise you, Jesus.
Long as I live,
I promise you, God,
I'll forever bless your name.
From the rising of the sun, God.
From the rising of the sun.
As long as I have breath in my body, God.
To the going down of the same.
As long as I live, Jesus. I promise you, God, I'll bless your name.
I'll forever bless your name.
For all that happens in between, God, is really
all
just a
mean
to
draw
me back to you, Jesus.
To draw me back to you.
For all that happens in between, God, the anxiety, God, the depression, God, is really just a mean, God, to draw me back to you.
To draw me back to you. Thank you.
We are back. The Psalmist Voice. Reloaded. Here we go. Psalmist Voice present with my special guest, gospel recording artist, Theo Chestnut is in the building, and we praise God for him and his ministry, and we thank God for what he's about to do in this brother's life, man, because there's more to this brother. These are only two of the singles, so we got a lot more coming up in the near future, but man, I'm excited because, again, like I said, your sound goes, you got the old school, you got a little bit of the new school, but you're able to connect with, because, I mean, the old school is kind of like getting lost in the sauce with the music, and they're like, what about us, youngster? We want to still toe tattoo, just saying. Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, these two songs minister, man, and they definitely get you out of that stump, you know, because a lot of us do get stuck. We get stuck in that stump, and we don't know how to get out of it. And of course, we know who's the ultimate therapist in anything that we go through in life, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I wanted to ask one more question before we get up out of here. But I definitely wanted to ask this particular question because this is a big one. But if the opportunity to choose your ministry over industry, which one would you choose? And do you feel that it's a difference? If so, why?
I would choose ministry. I choose ministry because industry is the glitz and the glamour, and not the, in my opinion, some of it is not authentic, and some of it is not, you know, in integrity, you know. So I would choose ministry, and another reason why is because when the flashing lights are over in the industry, you know, because there's gonna be a point in time where you're gonna be up. Right, and it says whatever goes up must come down, right? So if you living in the life of that industry where, you know, dealing with the glitz and glamour, and then that's all you know, but then when your time is up and the shine is over, it's back where you started from, you know, the word of God, you know, the mission and you know, things that God has placed in your heart. So for me, it's always going to be ministry, man, because That's what we're created for, man. We're created for ministry, to be ministers to others, man. So I select ministry, man. That's what I go back to, because, you know, and like I said, when I was going through my trials and tribulations, man, it's like you know what it feels like to, you know, to go through depression, anxiety, and stuff like that, you know. And then if you get your mindset, you know, on, you know, being in the industry and stuff like that, and when, like I said, when that shine is over, you don't want to result back to whereas, you know, you're going through depression, anxiety, stuff like that. So, like I said, I take the ministry, man. The ministry to me is key. So that's why I take the ministry, man. It's key to me.
Amen. Amen. So give the family a little bit of backdrop on ministering it forward, mission and movement. What was that? Was that something that, you know, again, obviously God placed it in your heart to do it, but what was the mission statement behind this? And, you know, where are you now as far as this particular movie?
Okay. The mission statement behind that is pretty much sharing facets of my life with the goal of inspiring, encouraging, and motivating others. And it goes back to what I spoke about, you know, just being when I used to work in the corporate world, you know, just starting out as an entry level employee and, you know, working my way up, you know, to the management and stuff like that, you know. And when you're working in the corporate world, and I had a supervisor and a manager who kind of, you know, helped me, you know, get through each step, because she helped me to get to where I was, you know, working in the ministry. And when you're in the corporate world, they call that paying it forward, right? Mm-hmm. So they call that term paying it forward. So one of the things that, you know, when I go through my trials and tribulations, what I want to do is I want to minister it forward. I want to minister what I've been through. I want to minister how I felt like going through depression. I want to minister how I felt like going through anxiety. I want to minister how I felt like, you know, going through job loss, you know, and that way, once I minister it forward, you know, you can encourage and inspire and motivate others and let them know that, listen, I made it. You can make it. You know, we just have to, you know, just stay true to the word of God. So instead of paying it forward, I want to minister it forward. Amen. So that's where that kind
Amen.
Of came from.
Amen. And in your ministry, do you have contact information for the family to give as far as if they wanted to do any donations or wanted to know a little bit more about your mission? And all that. Do you have information in regards to that, or is that something?
No, just my contact information, man. Just the contact information I gave out earlier. You know, my cell number, and just hit me up on Facebook, man. Like I said, just that's the way they can, you know. But anything in particular? Nah, you know, nothing in particular.
Awesome. Well, we do have a caller on the line, and for security purposes, caller, I'm only going to read the last four digits of your phone number. I will announce your number three times. After the third time, we will put you back on mute, and we will continue on with the show. But caller, 3177, you are on the phone with gospel recording artist Phil Chestnut and the Psalmist Voice. What's good, family? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Theodore. How are you?
I'm doing fine. With yourself?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
You can hear me? Okay. I just want to make sure you can hear me clear.
Ma'am.
This
yes,
is
ma'am.
Sister in Christ, Shanique. From the host.
Hey, how you doing?
Excuse me, I'm not feeling very well today. Again, this is Sister in Christ, Shanique, the host of Shanique Sweet Sounds.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And listen, and just to let you know, Pastor Newton, ever since I reached out to her on Facebook, man, you know, sometimes you can just tell people's spirit, and you don't really have to talk to them. You know, it's just by the encouraging words and you know, just the love that they show and stuff like that. You know, and she's been very supportive of the ministry ever since I connected with her on Facebook. So I just want to say to you, Ms. Shanique, I thank you so much just for, you know, being a blessing, because, you know, you truly, the Bible says that, you know, every joint must supply each other, and you are truly exemplifying that. And I just want to say thank you so much just for taking time, just for calling in. And your time. And I just want to let you know from my heart, I truly appreciate it.
Amen.
Oh, you're welcome. I definitely want to do that. I want to give you a shout out. Now, all radio stations across the country, please play this Brother in Christ's music. My God, because I played on my show. Yes, Lord, because I'm on WVLT 92.1 FM. Yes, and on www.wvlt.com in Violin, New Jersey, every Sunday. I'm playing the hottest gospel music. A mix of contemporary and quartet music. Yes, Lord. From the oldies but goodies to the latest. Yes, Lord. my God. Music for the young, the old, and everyone else in between.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And I definitely watch his music. I faithfully, I do play his music. Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Yes, Lord. Well, I wish I was feeling better today, but I'm not feeling well. So, but I definitely wanted to, you know, give you a shout out. I listened to your entire interview. It was a blessed interview. I love the host. I love your spirit.
Yeah, man.
The way you were coming out, your energy. Oh my God, that's what I'm talking about. You out the box. You keep it real, raw, and 100. And I love that. That's how you're supposed to do it.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Zero compromise. Zero compromise, no fillers. That's just how I see it. So, you know, we have to we have to make sure that, you know, we love doing what we do, and I know you love doing what you do. And you
yes,
know, especially
I do.
Especially up in Jersey, you know, I gotta give a shout out to Jersey because I'm originally from Plainfield, New Jersey, born and raised.
Oh, okay.
Not too far from
okay.
York.
All
so,
right.
You know, I'm from the East Coast, and I'm bringing my East Coast flavor to the I ain't gonna say country, but you know we in Texas, so we in the middle, and for all you Jerseyans that know me out there, I did not trade in my ball cap for a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good. So anyway, we definitely got to connect. We definitely got to connect, sis, in regards to radio personalities, things of that nature, because, again, all of us are doing the same work, and we all need to come together.
All of us is ministering through the music, and, you know, we all, you know, spinning CDs. That's what I do in Jesus' precious name. That's what it's all about. It's not about competition.
That's right.
You know, it's all supposed to be about God's glory and our good.
Amen. And
you know what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah. And the sad part about it is, and, you know, I'm glad I have you on. You know, we got a few minutes left. But, you know, with radio and with business, all of us are under this weird attack. And I'm saying that because we have a spirit that's out here of deception. And this spirit of deception is heavy, especially when it comes to the independent artists. And, you know, all they're doing is trying to put their ministry out there. And, you know, they have all these roadblocks and all these steel curtains that nobody says anything about. And you got to pay into getting certain play on certain platform. All this deception.
Oh,
all this
no, the devil
on.
Is a liar. I don't
do
that. Right now I'm playing 6 different artists. Theodore is one of them. And you didn't have to pay me a dime.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. Because
I just want to get, you know, they want to get their music out there. That's all they want to do.
Exactly.
Get their name
exactly.
out there. And I just want to be a blessing. We are supposed to be vessels for the Lord, supposed to be willing vessels.
That's
and we're
right.
supposed to be, you know, playing their music, not being, you know, wanting money all the time for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay for church. Let me tell you something. I don't charge for church announcements. I even announce people's businesses for free.
Amen.
I don't ask for a dime.
Amen.
Amen.
People's programs that they want to announce, I don't ask for a dime. These artists I'm playing, and I'm going to be playing some more artists. Send me your CDs. I want them, and I want to rock them.
Amen.
I want to play them.
Because that's what we're supposed to do, because God honors that. He honors that. And what people don't understand is, oh, I gotta live my best life now. But what people don't understand is that when you're doing something out of the free will of how Jesus gave to us when he shed his blood on the cross, he didn't have to do that. You know, he could have said, you know what, I'm not even worth it. You know, I'm gonna take these daggone things out of my hand and my feet. I'm done. He could have did that, but he didn't. He was selfless. And when we're doing, positions that can do some good, especially radio, especially as artists, singing and things like that, and we have all these deceptional tools that's lurking around and all this nonsense that's going on and, you know, trying to be the next big thing, man, who cares? Because when you stand before Jesus Christ, none of that matters. So I'd rather get I'd rather live my blessed life and best life in heaven than here on earth. Sorry. So, you know, I don't understand where the shift is. But see, that's a whole nother show, whole nother time. And I know we got to get out of here. But I definitely thank you so very much for taking the time out to just come on the show and show field support. Because, again, it takes all of us to show all of our indie artists some love, and you ain't got to pay us a ridiculous amounts of money just to get on a airplay or just to get on a rotation or a certain time slot, all this nonsense. So pretty much, you know, they trying to do the exact same thing you doing. The only difference is they don't have the high powered rip off, record producer, managers, and you know, the middlemen and all this other stuff that you gotta pay, you know, pay them just to do all this work for you. And then at the end of the day, when you look at your check in the mail from the royalties, you ain't getting the nothing because you had to pay everybody else just to get it there. Just saying. But anyway,
I'm sure you got testimony.
I need to slow down and pump my brakes. But sis, it was a pleasure to speak with you. You can look us
Thank
up on
you.
Facebook as well, sis. You know, we're at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, KBRG, The Bridge. We are co-laboring together. They're out in California, and we transmit in Cali as well, and all over the world. You know, we're choosing the format. Because I was on terrestrial radio, I transferred over to internet radio because you get more of a freedom in internet radio. You don't have to deal with the politics and government of terrestrial radio, which, again, you know, that's a whole nother show, whole nother topic as well. And sis, I'm not going to go there, but you know exactly where I'm about to go with it. So, but I pray for you and your ministry. You know, I pray that God continues to use your ministry and your platform to knock down doors
Amen.
And to show the true example
Amen.
And true love of Jesus Christ when you go on the air. And God bless you, man,
Amen.
For coming on the show today.
Thank you, Mr. Neek.
Thank
Amen.
You. Oh, you're welcome, Theodore.
All right.
You be
Thank
blessed,
you, ma'am.
Now.
Thank
you.
You
do
you
the
too,
same.
You
Thank
too.
You so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
You be blessed as well.
Yes, right. ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shanique, for coming on the show. And of course,
Amen.
Theo, we got a little bit more time left, but just give the family some closing words of encouragement, something that you can tell them to help them through their transitions in their spiritual walk with Christ as well. And if they have a ambition to be a gospel artist or any kind of artist, give them a good nugget before we get off the air on today.
Amen, and thank you so much. Especially for us indie artists, one of the things I want to encourage you with is something that I learned that someone told me a long time ago. You know, when it comes to ministry, can't nobody tell your story like you can, right? So. Don't get caught up in the hype of the industry. There's going to be times where you're going to be discouraged, where you want to give up. I've been there and still go through it. But it's a daily fight. You know, you have to remember, you know, ultimately that life is really not about us. No, life is about, you know, the ministry that God has placed in our heart. So whenever you find yourself in a place where you're discouraged, just go back to the Word of God, which says, you know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So don't, because you can't do it on your own strength. You're going to have to do it with the Word of God. So I just want to encourage you to continue to press forward, and I promise you, God will make your dreams come to fruition. And most of all, whatever the will is that he has for your life, it will be done. Amen. And listen, Mr. Pastor Newton, I just want to thank you, man. You're another person I reached out to on Facebook, man. I just want to thank you because I consider, you know, when I reach out to people and people just respond to radio hosts, it's a blessing when you just respond only. You know what I mean? So you can't take these little things, you know, and I just thank you so much just for responding alone. And just once you responded, just allow me the opportunity to present to you, you know, what God placed in my heart as far as the, you know, the songs and stuff like that. Just want to say thank you so much, man, just for being supportive, man. And there was one key thing that you said when you were talking with Sister Shonique was on the show, and it's kind of like, you know, sometimes, you know, radio hosts, like you said, you get caught up in all the glamour and, you know, competition and stuff like that. But then what kind of behooves me is that, you know, who are we, you know, to turn down, to me, I can, you know, if it's, if the messages that you're delivering in your music, if it's about integrity, it's about authenticity, it's about the word of God, who will, sometimes I, the radio host, they kind of, it kind of bothers me, whereas like, who are you to turn down music that God gave us to create?
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just makes me think that way. Like you said, man, one day, I hope that'll change, man. Whereas, you know, because God has given everybody a ministry, you know. And I know it's about,
yes.
you know, sometimes when you're doing the commercial spots and stuff like that, you know, it's there's a business side to it. But still,
yeah.
also remember that, you know, that radio show that you got, God gave it to you for a reason and for a purpose. It's not
mm-hmm.
about getting you the money and the stats and all that stuff. It's about, you know, people sending you music that needs to be heard. And, you know, when you,
yep.
as an indie artist, it's like you're paying for music to get music played that, you know, God has placed in your heart. And some, that kind of bothers me sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. But
yes.
ultimately, you know, God will make sure that whatever needs to get through, it will get through. So to all you indie artists, man, and you know, you have to be an indie artist. If you're a painter, anything like that, if you're an author, stay focused on your dreams and goals. And I promise you, God will see you through. And, you know, like I said, thank you so much, man. I love your energy, man. I love your spirit.
Yes, sir.
And you were very encouraging to me. It just continues to instill in me and where I can go, continue to go on, man, because I know that, you know, God has a plan and dreams for me, man. And I thank you so much for this opportunity and for your encouragement, man. And I truly appreciate it from the heart, man.
Man, no, I appreciate you because, like I said, I don't take anybody that I meet lightly. And just like our vision, just as a ministry as a whole, once you become on the show, once you're on the show, any show that we
mm-hmm.
have, you're considered family. Mm-hmm. And I tell all
Amen.
Of my indie artists that, you know, I am a pastor and I want to make sure that that's what I do. Because when you're on the road, you're promoting your albums and things of that nature. And like you just said, you can be discouraged, and discouragement can definitely come really, really fast. You have to make sure that you stay grounded, stay rooted in the word. And sometimes people will tell you, even in radio, and I know Sis can attest to this, and a lot of it has to do with ego and self, because who are we to judge? Who has what? We are in no position to judge that. And a lot of us do have musical backgrounds and all this other stuff. Okay, that's great. But I know what it's like to be laughed at. I know what it's like to be turned down. I know what it's like to be told that you don't have it. Okay, it's great.
Wow.
Okay, because I don't tickle your emotions, that means I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because I don't wear super tight clothes on the stage, that means I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because I don't want to compromise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that means I don't have it. Or I sound too churchy.
Well.
All these things that are said to people that actually have the gift of sound from the Holy Father up above.
Mm-hmm.
See, we all going to be singing to God 24/7, 365. So I guess as radio personalities, we gonna judge every person in heaven whether they can sing to God or not. I mean, it's just a thought. Just saying. So that's how I look at it, man. Because regardless of what your status is, whether you're a local celebrity as a DJ, whatever it is, you have an opportunity to raise the bar, not only in integrity, not only in who you are in Jesus Christ, but you also have the opportunity to give individuals a chance to be heard. Because that's the problem.
Yeah.
There's tons of indie artists out here right now that can outdo anybody that's on a major label right now. I know about 10 of them on one hand, but the problem is they don't have the income to do all the pushing.
Right.
They don't have the crafty managers to do all the crafty stuff. They're not compromising.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying true to what God gave them, and they're doing it the way God told them to do it, which is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to sing in churches. It's okay to minister to people in churches. Or because you ain't paying me my letter, or my writer, or you ain't give me my Gatorade in my own jet dressing room and my limo to pick me up. I'm not gonna go sing at your church. Come on, man.
Right. Nah,
it's the same with that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna go there either. But that's a whole other show, whole other topic. But we got. Right. Wait a minute. We got one more call with Theo, and I want to get him in before we get off the line. Caller, last for security purposes. Your last four digits are 6474. 6474. You are on the air.
Yes. How you doing?
God bless you, man.
God bless you and your household. Hey, Ted, this is your brother, Jose.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
We got TK in the house also.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Shit, I've been knowing Ted 20 years. I'm proud of that, brother. I produced him. We produced together.
Yeah.
Jose, all of us produced together. I love that, brother. That's the humblest brother I know.
Humble. Gets on my nerves. Can't stand that boy. Humble. Ain't nothing but love. Ain't nothing but love.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, Pastor Newton, the two brothers that you're listening to, actually one of them produced Claim It, and the other produced, let me put the names out there. Hosea Robinson, he the one that produced Claim It, and then Tony Kelly, he the one that produced Sun Up and Sun Down, and I just want to thank them guys so much, man, just for their gifts, man.
Thank you.
And just be on. Hopefully, Pastor Newton come next year sometime. I'm gonna be sending some more music because we actually us three we're working on some new music and we're looking for God to do great things with that. So we're gonna be sending that to you, man. So you can take a listen to it and let us know what you think and hopefully give us some opportunity for airplay and stuff like that. So like I said, I just want to thank both of them guys, man, because they're a blessing in my life, man. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for them. You know.
Amen.
I've been knowing Ted over 20 years. He has become one of my best friends. My circle is real tight. I don't mess with a lot of people, but that brother right there, he's a real thing. So you got the right one.
Definitely a prince among men. Definitely a prince. Definitely.
Amen.
We endorse him, and we appreciate you for your platform and what you're doing for indie artists.
Amen.
Yes, I was able to contribute to some of y'all's conversation, and what it really comes down to, if you are an indie artist and you're saved, sanctified, and filled, there are a lot of things that if you are in the will of God properly, he will help you bypass. He will make ways out of no ways for you. But if you don't have that, you're going to have to deal with the same things that secular people do. We have to get the understanding that God can do
all things
exceedingly well. There is no way for him to fail. He doesn't understand the principle of failing. Everything he does is a hit. So if we are his children, because he said, if I abide in you and you abide in me, then you can what? Ask what you will and shall be what? Given.
Given.
They're taking, because why? You my kid. And what father wouldn't proudly give a good deserving kid anything he wants?
Sure.
And that's just a country boy like me calling you from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. we call it the OC. So if I break out in a Yahoo, don't get offended. Don't get offended.
Well, it's all good, gentlemen. But gentlemen, we are out of time, man, and I definitely appreciate you for coming on the show. And of course, Theo, I thank you for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And again, brothers,
it's my pleasure,
for coming
man.
On. I'm gonna place you back on mute. But again, thank you so very much for coming on, showing
God
some
bless
love.
You so much.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Well, we thank you so very much, Theo, for coming on the show. And again, Theo, what is your favorite indie artist radio station in the land?
It's KRG with Mr. Pastor Newton. Let's go!
Family, we are out of here. We hope that you enjoyed the ministry of gospel recording artist
Theodore Chestnut, in the building. We thank you so very much, family, for being on the show with us. Tell your mama and them, tell your friends. We have Theo Chestnut on the show. Send it, like it, share it, like our Facebook page, Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Like us, share us, follow us. Tell everybody, tell your cousin, Pookie and them at the barbecue. We are fighting. Let's get it. Let's go. We'll see you next time on the Psalmist Voice Presents. God bless you, family. We love you. Bye-bye.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
You're